Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the sake of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
I don't know as I believe in it.
Understanding.
I know Tom don't.
And remain with
I don't know why you bother with that old rubbish.
Because it makes our Sophie feel better.
Don't talk, Squit. How can it?
She likes the singing.
Why should she?
It makes her breathe more easy.
Can't say I noticed.
He'll never come with us, is why.
Hello, Alice Tibbet. That husband of yours not with you?
No, he's...
Too busy, no doubt.
I'm afraid so.
Oh, ain't that the curse of the modern age?
Mommy!
Did you like the service, Sophie?
I like singing.
How has she been?
Up and down, really.
Perhaps we say some special prayers, Sophie, just for you.
See if God don't want me better.
See if God won't show us some way to make you better.
Okay, then.
Come on, Sophie. We mustn't hog the vicar.
Oh, bye now, Mrs. Tibbet. Bye, Sophie.
Mommy.
Thank you, vicar. Goodbye.
What's the perils and dangers of this night?
Well, nothing you need worry about.
Is that when I can't breathe proper?
Oh, I never thought of that. Maybe it is. Now, let's hurry up and get you home for tea. Anyhow, something in me keeps coming back to it. So even if there ain't no truth in it, I sometimes wish there was.
It's no better than voodoo, if you ask me.
No worse, neither.
Never thought I'd hear you sticking up for it.
I ain't sticking up for it.
Sounds like it to me.
I'm just saying, if there is some god or other up there, and if he do listen, then why not let the vicar send up a couple of prayers on our behalf?
I'll tell you why.
On Sophie's behalf.
Because if there is some god or other up there, and if he do listen, he would have already heard our Sophie wheezing and crying 5 nights ahead of 6.
Well, now you're being perverse.
And if you ask me,
probably
he ought to have never let our Sophie get sick in the first place.
Well, I don't know about that.
What has she ever done to him, I'd like to know?
Maybe she done nothing.
Then why did you let her get sick, then? You answer me that.
Maybe it's us has done it.
Done what, I ask you?
I dunno. I wish I did.
We always done our best by Sophie, and you know it.
We haven't been to church much.
Oh, right now.
Oh, does that ever occur to you?
You're telling me God will punish our Sophie just because her parents don't go to church much?
Dunno, Tom.
Is that what the vicar says?
We don't say that.
If he do, you tell him from me I want no part of it. And I want no part of that mean old god of his.
Tom Tibbet, shame on you.
What?
Well, you shouldn't say such things.
You asked me. But none of it hold water. Put that faith stuff up to the light. Find the light shine right through it. Try putting some sense in there. Leap like a sieve.
You lost me now completely.
Well, it's simple, Ali. It's just so simple a blind man could see it. There ain't no justice in our Sophie getting sick. And if there is a God, it's him as should be ashamed, not me.
I see his point of course. Who wouldn't? Oh, it don't make sense to me neither. But then again, I don't think it's for us to make sense of everything. Or know why things work out the way they do.
Well, I'd best go and get ready for work.
You ain't going to work?
You know I am.
I thought you wasn't going to work Sunday nights no more.
Well, I'm sorry, I've got no choice since we need the money.
You knew Alex was coming round later. Tom?
What?
Alex.
What about Alex?
Coming round later.
I never asked him to come fussing round here on a Sunday night.
I asked him to come round.
Well, you sit and talk to him now. I've got no problem with that. Just don't bother me with it.
Or maybe the truth is there ain't no reason why such things happen. Maybe they just happen. Some of them good, like our Sophie. Some of them bad, like Sophie getting sick. Or like Tom losing his job and falling out with Alex after all these years. Things that make no sense at all. But suddenly they're a part of your life. A part you have to try and live with.
I don't think I can live with it, Alice. I don't want to live with it.
Then you should have to do something about it, Alex. Because Tom ain't going to.
You're right about that. How's Sophie?
Oh, sleeping now. We went to church earlier.
Tom go with you?
What do you think?
Last time I went was your wedding.
Oh, Sophie's christening, though.
Yeah, of course. And...
Meddy's funeral.
I still remember your wedding.
We sang a Bible me tonight.
Jerusalem the Golden.
You two were awful.
We were not.
You misbehaved some rat on the pair of you.
You got that ring, Alex? What ring, Tom? I gave it you. You never did. I swear I did. I got a beer can.
What?
We can use the ring, Paul.
Oh, you could just stop it, you two. You ain't funny.
Only 10 all radiancy, is it? 10 all bliss, neither. Well, Tom reckons if there really were some God, he wouldn't let such bad things happen.
He's got a point.
You gotta believe in something, though, don't you, Alex? And the vicar says he'll pray for her.
Oh, well, in that case...
Oh, stop that. You know what I mean.
All I know is, God or no God, we all better get on with it as best we can, because he ain't making himself too obvious.
You speak to them pollution people?
Yeah. I did, as it happens.
And what they say?
I spoke to Howard Stone.
Oh, he's never liked you.
He thinks I'm a troublemaker.
And of course you am.
Oh, I say what I think.
So, what did he say about Sophie?
He reckons it's none of the agency's business.
Even if it's the water supply or something like that?
Well, he says if there is some kind of pollution problem, you know, if we can prove the fish are dying or the crops are poisoned or the sewage floating down the river, then he can do something.
Sophie being ill ain't good enough.
Right now, it's just a sick child.
Oh, terrific.
We don't know it's from pollution.
And we won't find out unless we do some tests.
He still reckons that's for environmental health. It's the council's problem.
The council? How many times we tried the council?
I know. I said that. Oh,
we got more chance from the vicar's prayers.
But in all bad news...
Yeah, that's lucky. As it sounds, it.
They just took on this new girl.
What new girl?
A woman, I should say.
Oh, yes, you should.
They just took on this new woman.
At the Environment Agency?
A new pollution officer.
Well, won't she say it ain't her patch, like Stone did?
She won't know. That's the point.
How come?
Well, say it's your first day in a new job.
Hmm?
You don't know that much, and then this suave, sophisticated man phones you up.
That's you by some chance.
And politely requests your assistance in helping a sickly child.
Well, put like that.
What could she say?
What did she say?
She said she'd look into it.
You're kidding.
No.
Alex Sawyer, you're one devious son of a bitch.
Steady on. Oh. Likewise, Alice. You better not let your daughter in.
I don't care who hurts me. If we get Sophie well again.
We shouldn't hold our breath, though.
Oh, but it's something, isn't it? It's someone doing something about something.
Where's a bit of luck, yes.
Oh. Well, when's she coming?
What about tomorrow sometime?
That's brilliant. What's her name?
I think it's Laura, Laura McLaren.
You ain't actually met her then?
Funny enough, I think I might have done. Not yellow, down in London.
Oh, did she work in London?
Yeah, I met her at that Arcadian do, the one I told you about.
When they launched the Millennium business?
Only spoke to her for a few minutes.
What was she doing at this Arcadian do?
She's engaged to one of their public relations managers.
And you think this is the same person that's just joined the Environment Agency?
Well, it's the same name, Laura McLaren.
I don't seem too likely, though.
Why not?
Well, if she's an environmentalist, she wouldn't be married to one of those Arcadian people.
Engaged?
Whatever.
All sorts of strange things happen.
Yeah, sounds like a marriage from hell.
Well, you know, opposites attract.
Oh, yeah, right. And then fight like cat and dog.
She's only engaged.
I know that, Alex. You already told me.
Well, I'm telling you again.
What for?
Because being engaged and being married, almost anything could happen.
Alex?
What?
Don't get in over your head with this woman. Please.
I don't know what you mean.
There must be loads of single women out there.
Alice, I'm not even looking for someone.
It's about time you did.
1 minute you want me to watch it, the next you're trying to marry me off.
I just don't want you setting yourself up for a fall.
Well, we'll just have to see, won't we? Might not be the same woman.
What time's she coming?
What time be good for you?
Well, maybe it shouldn't be while Tom's here.
What shouldn't be while Tom's here?
Tom.
What shouldn't be while Tom is here?
It's nothing, Tom.
It's just someone coming round from the Environment Agency.
We didn't think you'd want to...
You don't know what the hell I want. Neither of you.
We can call it off if you think...
Alice.
What?
Would you mind moving? I've got work to do.
You ain't had your tea yet.
That's too bad.
Well, what about some sandwiches?
No, thanks.
See you later, eh, Tom?
We all go tippy-toeing round him like we're walking on broken glass. And every move we make is the wrong one.
I wish he'd let me talk to him.
He needs a friend.
We all need friends.
It's strange to think how easily things can change. 5 years ago, we were all of us happy. Tom still had his job. We still had our land. Tom and Alex were the closest of friends. And after 10 years of keeping us waiting, Sophie was finally on her way.
Mummy!
It really did seem like we inhabited some small corner of heaven.
Mummy!
A place where the air and the water were clean.
I can't
breathe! Oh, I'm coming, darling. A place which the mad, wicked world couldn't wreck.
Oh, it's all right, my baby. Oh, I know you do, honey.
I want to be better.
You will be. Soon.
You promise?
How can I promise? How can I promise? Because if there is some God out there, and if he do listen, and it still don't mean he'll make it all right. Oh, it's like he's got his own plans for us. Things we don't know about. Things we don't even want. And how do you explain that to a five-year-old child? I can't even explain it to myself. I can see that immediately.
You've got a lovely place here, Mrs. Tibbet. I love this veranda.
Ah, it was Tom's idea. She's beautiful. Oh, not in a conventional way.
Have you been here long?
About 15 years. And genuine too, I should say.
Oh, we used to have all this land right up to the river. I used to grow organic vegetables.
And what happened to it?
Tom lost his job, my husband. So we sold off the land to a local farmer. Although we ain't done nothing with it.
What a shame.
It was doing us a favour, though. We needed the money.
All the same.
It's like a sensitivity. Something strong but sensitive. She must be intelligent, mustn't she?
to be working in a job like this.
Did you go to uni?
University? Yes, I did.
Oh, I would have loved to go to uni.
Well, why didn't you?
So many things. Weren't that easy for a family such as mine was? Not in those days, anyhow. When expected of you, especially a girl.
My parents gave me a lot of encouragement.
Oh, they must be really proud of you.
Unfortunately, they're both dead now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it was a few years ago.
You got some other family?
One brother in the States.
Well, that's a long way away.
Yeah, sometimes it seems like it.
Do you like some tea?
I'd love some.
She turns towards me and smiles.
Let's go out.
And the smile warms something up my heart. Oh, I'm desperately trying not to hope for too much. I'm trying not even to think about it. But good God, if she looked at Alex that way, then no wonder.
Have a seat.
Oh, thank you. That is lovely.
Alex says you're due to be married.
I beg your pardon? Who's Alex?
Alex Sawyer. He spoke to you on the phone.
Oh, right.
Well, he says you're engaged to be married.
How would he know that?
He reckons he met you.
Well, I spoke to him on the phone a couple of times, but I've only been here 2 weeks.
In London, he reckons. A few weeks ago.
What did you say his name was again?
Alex. Alex Sawyer.
I don't think... Oh, wait.
Don't believe we've met.
Evidently, you're not a company man.
He said he met you at some business, too.
Well, that can't be why he phoned me.
He's been trying to get the agency involved for a while.
I was so rude to him.
We didn't mention that.
I walked out on him.
What was he doing? Being insensitive, as usual?
No, it was nothing like that. It wasn't him, it was, you know, just one of those evenings.
Here's the tea, dear.
All right. Tell me about your daughter. It's Sophie, is it?
She's upstairs at the moment. Asleep, I hope. Do you want me to bring her down?
No. Don't disturb her.
Ah, she's been ill so long and we tried everything else.
What symptoms does she have?
Well, first off, she just had no energy. Mm-hmm. She just slept all the time. She wouldn't eat anything.
It's not a virus or something.
Oh, I did some blood tests and nothing showed. So then they reckon she might have asthma because of her breathing.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't just the breathing. There's dizziness and tingling and Lord knows what. Her arms go all weak.
Thank you. But could it be an allergy of some kind?
We spent 2 months in and out the allergy clinic. Grass, pollen, tree pollen, dust mites, furniture polish. I never knew there was so much to be allergic to.
But she isn't allergic.
By all accounts, she's a perfectly healthy 4-year-old girl. Except she ain't. It was Alex suggested there might be something environmental.
You know, the trouble is, this isn't really an environment agency matter.
What about the water?
Well, water quality is the local council's responsibility.
They say they ain't got the resources.
Unless, of course, there is some pollution.
What do you mean?
Well, if we knew the water was polluted, it would be down to the agency to figure out where it came from.
And how would we know if it was polluted?
Well, we'd have to do some tests.
We would, wouldn't we?
Right. Well, let's see what we can do.
You mean you'll look into it?
Well, I'll do what I can, only it might not be the water.
What else can it be?
Are there any factories close by? Oh,
not really. The plant where Tom walks.
How far's that?
About, what, a few miles at least. Just a textiles place. Don't see nothing from it.
Well, food is another possibility.
You know she's not allergic.
Or even household chemicals, something you're using around the house.
I'm glad I hadn't thought of that.
No, most things are pretty safe, but it's worth investigating in a case like this.
You've been doing this a long time.
You're joking, no.
You sound so confident.
No, I'm afraid this is my first job.
Your first job?
Mm-hmm. You're in the hands of a complete novice.
Then how come I suddenly feel safe?
Oh, that's a lovely thing to say.
Anyone on?
Alex!
Hello there.
Right on cue. This is Laura McLaren.
Oh, no.
It's nice to see you again.
You recognise this villain?
I was hoping it wasn't you. I feel so embarrassed.
Wasn't it an absolutely dreadful evening?
But you must have thought I was so rude.
I did wonder if it was something I said.
It was nothing to do with you.
Oh, that's a relief.
Well, would you accept an apology?
As long as you promise not to turn me over to Arcadian Enterprises.
Turn you over?
Alex is staring at the loopholes to fight off this millennium development.
Oh, yes, that's right. Sorry. I remember now. Talk about Daniel in the Lion's Den.
I thought I finally found someone I could talk to.
And then he discovered you were sleeping with the enemy.
It was a bit of luck, really. You had other things on your mind.
Oh, I wouldn't have given you away.
Well, I'm happy to hear it.
Actually, I wouldn't have had the chance. I didn't see Dean all evening.
Was that part of the trouble?
Yes, partly. Long story.
Oh, don't tell us if you don't want to.
Mm, and it all seems very trivial now. Well, it must do to someone whose daughter's ill.
All God's children got their troubles.
You're sweet, but, well, I came here to help you.
Oh, I can't tell you what a relief it is to have someone taking an interest in Sophie. We just about given up on it.
Is there anything you can do?
Well, we've got to find a starting point somewhere. So, what I'm going to do...
Right, I've got a couple of sample bottles here. Mm-hmm. If you'd just like to fill them from the tap.
Oh, right.
I'm going to take these back to the lab and just, well, run some tests on them. I can't promise they'll show anything.
What's that, a test?
Well, we'll look at the oxygen levels. That'll just give us a general idea about the quality of the water, and then we'll run a colophon test.
Oh, you've got me with that one.
It's a test to see if there's any biological contamination.
But if there was bugs in the water, wouldn't we all have it?
No, not necessarily. I mean, you could say the same about almost anything we find. If it's in the water, you've all been drinking it. Only, well, Sophie would be more vulnerable to a lot more things than you are at much lower levels of contamination.
I never thought of that.
And we'll test for nitrates.
And what do nitrates do?
Right, well, there's a blue baby syndrome, but that's not what we're looking for. And they've also been linked to cancer.
We'd have to test for leukemia, but they ruled it out.
Well, we'd probably test for toxic heavy metal contamination, things like lead or mercury. Well, lead's more likely. Some older houses still have lead pipes or lead solder in the pipework. I suppose you don't know.
I haven't got a clue, I'm afraid. Well, Tom would know. My husband.
Well, perhaps you could ask him.
We could try. There you go.
Thanks.
Tom's not convinced we're on the right track.
What, you mean he doesn't think there's anything environmental?
He doesn't want to think it is the truth.
Why not?
Oh, it's a long story.
He doesn't like environmentalists.
What would lead do?
It can cause neurological damage, brain damage, particularly in small children. It's more of a subtle kind of thing than viruses or nitrates.
Could she have got it from traffic? You know, lead and petrol and all that?
Well, it would have to be quite high exposures to heavy traffic, wouldn't it?
Not much of that out here.
That's what I was thinking. But it's so peaceful out here. Sorry. It was peaceful. Excuse me. I haven't got used to this thing yet.
Hello? Dean. How did you get this number?
Right. Look, well, it's a work number and I'm working. I'll call you later when I get home. Yeah. Bye. I'm sorry about that.
Your fiancé?
Yes, that was Dean.
Must be difficult for you working up here and him working in London.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be up at some point.
I look forward to meeting him.
You must bring him round for tea.
Well, I don't know.
Long-distance relationships are always difficult.
Relationships are difficult, period.
What made you want to come to Norfolk?
Look at us being nosy. You don't have to answer.
Oh, no, I don't mind.
Have you been here before?
Only once, when I was at university.
I thought perhaps you knew someone.
No, Only the people I'm working with. Actually, it was Dean who suggested I went for the job.
And now he's phoning you every 5 minutes.
He's only phoned a few times.
Well, ain't that men all over?
Excuse me.
What I remember best about Norfolk is that funny bird. You know, the one that sounds like a foghorn.
The bittern?
Mm. Do you still have them round here?
There's still a few.
Alex is the man to ask.
You'd hear one if you came out here around dusk.
Well, maybe I'll try and arrange that next time.
Oh, just come by any time. I'm usually here.
It's nice to see you again, Alex.
You want your coat back, by the way?
My coat?
You don't remember?
I left it in the cloakroom.
You weren't feeling well.
I asked you to get it.
By the time I got it, you'd vanished.
I am so sorry.
That's forgotten. I'll pop it round sometime.
Thank you.
Well,
give me a day or so. I'll let you know as soon as I find anything out.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Alex Sawyer.
What?
It's not forgotten, is it?
Don't know what you're talking about.
You know perfectly well what I'm talking about.
She didn't seem too chuffed about Dean phoning up.
Oh, I'd say they had some kind of bust-up.
Maybe it was that do.
What do?
The Millennium launch at Arcadian.
What happened there exactly?
Beats me. One minute I was talking to her.
What about?
Lydia Longman, I think. Apparently Lydia and his Dean character worked together.
You don't suppose she's been up to her old tricks again?
Lydia? Oh, it's possible.
I reckon he's been playing away from home with that rich bitch.
He must be crazy.
She's lovely, isn't she?
She certainly seemed to know what she was talking about.
She's lovely, Alex. And you know she is.
She reminds you of Maddie at all?
It's high bloody time you dry-cleaned your plumage and ruffled your wing feathers.
I ain't ready for her.
I believe you are.
It's too bad she's engaged to be married to one of my arch rivals, then.
You don't sound definite.
Main thing is, she's doing something for Sophie.
Oh, maybe that priest said his prayers after all.
Alice!
What?
She was coming anyway before you started praying.
Don't be so cynical. He may be right, but I don't care. Because suddenly I have a feeling of hope. Is what she's given me, that Laura, just looking at her. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't help it. Maybe God do listen when his children suffer. We waited so long for Sophie to come. We thought she wouldn't ever get here.
Don't cry, Ellie.
Oh, I thought this time we really managed it.
It don't matter, love.
Oh, some people would have had a couple by now.
Well, we ain't some people. We're happy as we are.
Are you happy, Tom?
Are you kidding? We got a roof over our head, got our own land. We got each other. What more is there?
I don't know. I never used to think about it before. We always just live our life, didn't we?
And that's what we'll go on doing. Live our life. Let other people worry about being happy or not.
It's easy to say and much harder to do. But when you wait so long for something and it finally comes, you can't help feeling it special.
Hey!
Oh, no, watch out! It's Mom special.
She's so beautiful, Alice. Ain't you beautiful?
It's magical.
Oh, would you believe it, Tom? He's got her to settle.
Oh, looks like you got the knack, Alex.
How'd you feel about being a godfather?
Well, he knows the devil and all his work.
I'd like to see you try.
I'll give a damn good shot. Oh.
Wash your mouth out with this, Alex Sawyer. And you get worried.
To Sophie.
Of course you do.
So
Sophie.
But you never want anything bad to happen to her. To Sophie.
Mummy.
What is it, Soph?
I ain't feeling too good.
Oh, let's get you up to bed now.
And I have a story.
Oh, you wash your face proper and put your nightie on first.
Anyone home? Laura? Come in, dear.
Who are you?
Hello there.
You must be Sophie.
Who are you?
My name's Laura.
She's the environmental lady I told you about. She's going to see if we can't make you better.
Dear God, send her.
Oh, maybe.
Because the wickets are done wet.
You just hurry on up and get yourself ready for bed. She gets so tired. We'll see.
Can the five amazing lady read me a story?
I'd love to read you a story.
You get ready first.
Okay, then.
She's lovely.
Oh, she's all right for the minute. She's been up too long, though. I'm just doing myself supper, if you'd like some.
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
No trouble.
Really, but thanks all the same.
Find anything with all them tests?
Well, we're not finished yet.
No cauliflowers? What do you call it?
Coliforms, no. No, the oxygen's good, nitrate levels are very low, and there's nothing in the way of heavy metals, lead and so on.
Well, I asked Tom about the pipes.
And what did he say?
Well, we had the lot ripped out when we rebuilt the place.
Right.
So, we're no further forward.
There was just one result, though, which turned out a bit odd.
Oh, right. So you did find something?
Well, not exactly. Not yet. I'm not sure, but...
Well, that's nice and precise.
Sorry. That's science for you.
I thought science was supposed to give you answers.
Well, there's more doubt in science than there is certainty.
Oh, I wish I knew the half of what you do.
Well, there's lots of things you know that, I wouldn't have a clue about.
Like what?
Growing organic vegetables or raising a family.
Oh, no, that's just falling off a log. We can all do that.
One of my friends at university, Helen her name was, she tried to commit suicide at the end of the first year there.
Your wife?
The pressure of exams was too much for her.
She didn't succeed, though.
No. Fortunately, someone found her.
And did she pass her exams?
She never even took them. She decided to go home, get married, and have babies, and, well, she's as happy as a sandboy.
Yeah. Takes all sorts.
That's my point. You've got to do the thing that's right for you.
Well, if you can figure out what it is.
I suppose so.
So, tell me, about this test you done.
It was one I used to use when I was doing my placement. I was working for a water company and they had me looking at chlorine in the water supply.
Why?
Well, when you put chlorine in drinking water, it kills the bugs, right?
Right.
But the chlorine also reacts with other things in the water and forms new chemicals. Disinfection byproducts, they're called.
And these disinfection byproducts, what do they do?
Well, some of them are linked to cancer.
Are you serious? Cancer?
Mm. There was one study I looked at from America, and they found a 20 to 40% increased risk of getting certain kinds of cancer if you drink chlorinated water over a long period of time.
So you put this chlorine in to try and kill the germs, and it goes and blooming well gives you cancer.
Well, not always.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Well, ain't that perverse?
Of course they use more chlorine in the States than we do.
But what can you do about it?
That's a good question.
Mm.
Some people think chlorinating the water has done more for our health than anything else.
Because it kills the bugs.
Exactly. Cholera, typhoid, diphtheria. They all used to be transmitted through dirty water supplies.
We don't want those then.
No. But other people say that it was proper sewage management that put paid to cholera.
Don't piss in your own pond sort of thing.
That's right.
Excuse my language.
And that chlorine is such a health hazard, we shouldn't use it anymore.
Sophie ain't got cancer, though.
No, well, there's other health effects as well.
What kind of effects?
Kidney, liver, nervous system damage, that sort of thing.
How do you find them, these chemicals?
There's different ways. The test I used measures the total dissolved organic halogens in the water.
Oh, God, here she goes.
Sorry.
Well, what's a halogen when it's at home?
It's just a type of chemical. Chlorine and bromine and iodine are all halogens.
Iodine, like you put on cuts.
Yeah, like you used to.
That's right. They won't let you use it no more.
Oh, it does pretty much the same as chlorine in the water. It
kills the bugs.
reduces the risk of infection.
I really, honestly, never ever knew there was so much chemicals in everything. It's so complicated.
But it is complicated, but it's also, you know, a part of our lives.
Obviously. So come on then.
What?
This blooming test you done.
Right.
I'm all on tenterhooks here to know what you found out.
Well, it was partly out of desperation, because nothing else showed anything at all positive.
But this one did.
Kind of.
And what did it show?
It showed a high level of dissolved organic halogen.
That's bad then?
Well, it's more than you would expect from routine disinfection of drinking water.
But isn't that some kind of rail result?
It's a result, yes.
What could it mean?
One possibility is there's too much chlorine in the water supply.
How could we find out?
Contact the water supply company.
No, wait a minute.
Do you know which company it is?
We got our own water.
A private borehole?
Oh, it's one of the reasons we bought this place. We had all these dreams back then about being self-sufficient, you know, back to nature. Mm,
the good life.
Oh, exactly. Price is so cheap, then the house was a ruin. But the land was good. We had our own water supply. Wow. Seemed like our own little corner of heaven.
Did you get the water tested?
Oh, yeah. At least, I'm sure we did. We must have done.
And is there any form of purification?
Oh, we'd have to ask Tom that. But he's off at work now, see? I can show you where the cistern is. Do you want to see it?
Mm, have you got a torch?
Oh, somewhere here. Hang on.
If I can get access to the well, I could take some more samples.
Yep, right. Here we go.
Mummy!
What is it, honey?
I'm waiting for my story.
I just got to show Laura something.
Won't she read my story?
Sure you don't
no.
mind.
No, it's not.
All right. Check yourself in. She'll be up shortly.
Okay.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Oh, she don't grumble much. I'll say that for her. You sure you won't stay for supper?
Well, it does smell good.
I'll set another space. Oh, Tom's working nights and I hate eating alone.
You're on.
Let's look at this water then, quickly.
All right.
Oh, it's definitely getting lighter nights. Summer must be on his way.
Wonder if we'll hear the bittern.
It's easier when it's a bit dark.
Why's that?
You can make him out easier because the rest of them shut their trap.
Oh, and he just goes on calling.
For some reason. Oh, here we are. There's two pumps, see? One in the cistern draws water up from the well.
Mm.
And this one works when you turn the tap on.
Well, I can't see any kind of filter here. It's just pipe work.
You better ask Tom. This is the well. There's like a trap door. Can you?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that's heavier than I remembered.
Can I get down into it?
Oh, it depends if you're claustrophobic.
Right.
Ooh. Oh. I see what you mean. There's not much room down here. There's a ledge running round.
I see.
Ooh. Are you all right?
I think so. I didn't slip.
Oh, I should have warned you. It did slippy. Ooh. Well, the well's on one side. And then there's, like, a settling tank.
Oh.
Mm. All right.
Right. What I'll do, I think, I've got a couple of bottles in the car. And after supper, I'll take some more samples and see if I can get the same result from the source.
Oh, from this dissolved orgasmic what's it?
Organic halogens.
More interesting the other way.
I wouldn't know.
Not made it up with your fiancé, then?
Apparently, he's up here on business now. He arrived yesterday and started calling from your work all day.
He wants you back.
Maybe.
And you don't know if you want him.
Oh. He led me such a dance.
And that was Lydia Longman, was it?
Well, you know Lydia.
Oh, everyone around here knows Lydia. Knows of her.
Mm. Dean and I spent one evening with Lydia and her brother Barney. It was years ago. We were all at university.
Mm, before her husband died.
He was back in South Africa at the time.
Wow. They weren't never really married, by all accounts. No sooner they tied the knot than he was off.
Mm, he probably couldn't stand an evening with Lydia.
What was it like?
It was dreadful. She played this game, I'll never forget it. We had to open each other's exam results.
Oh, sounds fun.
But it wasn't fun. Something about the way she did it just turned it into a nightmare. And all the while, she was, like, draping herself all over Dean.
So how come you let him go and work with her?
I didn't know.
He never told you?
I only found out a couple of weeks ago.
At this party Alex was at.
It was such a shock seeing her. And realising Dean had been lying to me. Well, not lying exactly.
But you think they've been having an affair?
The worst of it is, I still don't know. I tried to talk to Dean about it and he just evaded the issue. Reduced me to a wreck, whole thing.
Well, you're sure of it now.
Except that he's still chasing after me.
Listen, love. You want some advice?
Yes, please.
A man starts muddying the waters like that, you're always, always better off out. Hear that? Stay well clear of it.
Maybe you're right.
Of course I'm right.
It's sweet of you to talk to me.
Why don't you stay here tonight? It'd be a lot easier getting that water in the daylight.
I wouldn't want to put you out.
I don't put me out, not at all. Where are you staying, anyway?
Oh, it's just a guest house at the moment. I'll try and find a flat somewhere later.
You blooming well stay here, then. And get treated proper just for one night. Coming. Just come in, love. You sure you don't mind?
Of course not, no.
Well, you go up now for 5 minutes. I'll have your supper waiting.
Oh, Alice.
What?
You're going to make me cry.
Why on earth?
It feels like coming home.
You come on home then, my girl. It's no more than you deserve. And what I don't tell her is how much I want her to be here. How much hope she brings me. And how it makes me feel for someone like her to see someone like me as a friend.
Telling me what the devil's going on?
What'd you have to go startling the living daylights out of everyone for? Can you get out, Laura?
Oh, I think so. Here. Oh, can you take these bottles for me? Thank you.
Let's have a look at you.
Who is this person?
This is Laura. Laura, Tom, my husband.
Pleased to meet you.
Laura's from the Environment Agency. She's doing some tests on our water.
There's nothing wrong with our water.
Mr. Tibbet.
What did you say your name was?
Laura McLaren.
Well, let me tell you something, Miss McLaren. We don't need the likes of you nosing around here.
All right. I'll leave as soon as I can.
I'd say you'll leave now.
But you're bleeding.
No, I'm fine.
Tom, look at this.
Nothing.
You great lumbering oaf. This is your doing.
I slipped, that's all.
Tom, apologise.
Well, I...
Apologise?
I had no intention.
It was an accident.
Oh, I'm sorry you got hurt.
You come in the house, we'll get that cleaned out.
I'm really okay.
Well, that's just brilliant. I finally find myself a friend, someone who gives me a sense of hope. And what does he go and do? Practically tips her down the well, is what? You're bleeding.
I didn't mean to interfere.
Well, you weren't interfering. Now, give me that elbow.
Oh.
There ain't nothing wrong with our water.
Well, it's never a bad idea to test it.
It is tested. Regular. They do this coliform test.
You know about the cauliflowers?
Coliform.
I never realised.
Never asked.
Yeah, if you'd talk to me occasionally, I'd know more what's going on in that fat head of yours. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Do you have any record of these tests?
Of course.
I don't mean to pry or anything, but it might help if I could have a look at them.
Well, I don't mean to pry or anything neither. What the bloody hell business is it of yours?
He's only trying to help, Tom.
I don't think it needs a plaster.
No, it's just a graze, thank you.
There you go.
What's all this rubbish?
Tests.
Who's done all this?
Local authority.
Since when?
Since we've been here.
This is brilliant.
I got a family to look after, and no one can say I don't do my best by them.
It's not about you, Tom, and your foolish pride. It's about Sophie. It's about both of us doing our best by Sophie.
What makes you think our Sophie being ill's got anything to do with the water?
Well, we don't know it has.
You're damn right you don't.
But we need to eliminate as much as we can so we can look at what's left.
Well, eliminate that lot then.
Does it say anything then about those dissolved organic headlights?
Halogens.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you don't, do you?
Well, what are you talking about?
Oh, we're talking about dissolved organic halogens.
Oh.
And too much chlorine in the water.
Well, there ain't any chlorine in the water, because we don't use it.
That's exactly what I wanted to ask you.
We don't need it. No pipe work to speak of, and the water's clean.
It might have been once.
Can you look at the date on that last test?
What test?
Yeah, this one.
This is the result of a coliform test.
Go on. What date is it?
4 months ago.
And it's negative?
Yes.
Are you telling me between now and 4 months ago our water supplies got contaminated?
I shouldn't think so.
I darn well know so.
Not with coliforms.
So why should I go shoving chlorine in that water just to please you environmental people?
You shouldn't.
Chlorine ain't no good for you anyway.
That's exactly what I was telling Alice yesterday.
Yeah, so what's... Well, hang on, I don't understand this.
Well, if you just listen for a second, maybe you'd understand.
What exactly are you saying?
I carried out quite a lot of tests on the water.
Yeah, well, you needn't have bothered.
But not many people would have been as careful as you've been.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
But there are some tests you couldn't have been expected to know about.
Like what, for instance?
Well, I did a test for dissolved organic halogens. It was more on a whim than anything. I used the same test when I was working for a water company to check if there are any byproducts from the chlorine we put in.
I told you we don't use chlorine.
Which is why it's strange the test came up positive.
What?
The test showed there's a high level of dissolved organic halogens in the water.
And that's supposed to be from chlorine?
Well, in normal circumstances, in a public main supply, I'd say yes. Well, in this case, I haven't a clue. I was stumped when Alice told me you weren't on the mains.
Well, we don't use chlorine.
And you don't use chlorine.
So how can there be chlorine byproducts in the water?
Well, they can't exactly be byproducts.
But the test showed positive.
The test shows there's some such substance, almost certainly some kind of organic chlorine compound in the water supply.
You couldn't have got the test wrong.
I don't think so.
Contaminated bottles?
I took 3 samples. They all showed it.
Well, maybe someone got into the bottles.
What sort of thing?
Well, I don't know, cleaning fluid?
Oh, Alice was very careful taking the sample. I watched her myself.
Where did the sample come from?
From the tap.
You checked the water in the cistern?
That's exactly what she was doing when you damn near tipped her down the well.
Oh, slipped, honestly, that's all.
You want your breakfast now?
No, thanks, I'm too tired. Going to bed in a tick. No, just go over this once again, if you don't mind.
Of course.
You want some breakfast?
Well, we've had ours already.
So you reckon the water might have some kind of chemical contamination?
We'll double check on the well water.
Something with chlorine in it?
Possibly.
Don't know if it's harmful or not.
We won't know that until we can find out what the chemical is.
And how will you find that out?
I've got to persuade Howard, my boss, to run a mass spec.
Oh. What's a mass spec do when it ain't out dancing?
Sorry, mass spec is short for mass spectrometry.
Still don't mean nothing to me, I'm afraid.
Well, it's a complicated bit of machinery that can tell you exactly which substances are present in a sample.
It'll tell you blow for blow what's in the water?
Mm, exactly.
How soon can you do this?
I'll talk to Howard about it today.
Good.
You best get some sleep now, Tom.
Yeah, I reckon I will. Look, Lorna, I'm sorry about your elbow.
Oh, I slipped, that's all.
Right.
You're on nights again?
Yeah.
And what time do you want woken?
3-ish.
I'll bring you a cup of tea.
Right.
Sleep well.
Thanks.
I suppose I'd better get off to work. You've been at work since last night.
Oh, no, I've really enjoyed myself.
Oh, I must say, I'd no idea all the trouble Tom took with the water. Would have saved you a lot of effort.
No, not necessarily. We might have looked at all those test results and decided there wasn't any point doing more.
You know what Tom was saying about cleaner fluid and such like? Is it possible
that we contaminated the samples?
No.
Not really.
But could something we're using around the house be affecting Sophie? We had all those allergy tests done.
Well, it's not just allergies you have to worry about.
What else do I have to worry about?
Alice, don't say it like that.
But if there's something dangerous, I want to know.
Well, unfortunately, you'll find there's toxic chemicals in all sorts of things. Oven cleaners, polishes, carpet shampoos, even air fresheners.
I don't understand. Why do they use them?
They do a job, these chemicals. Kill bacteria, lift dirt, whatever.
Oh, so it's the same as with the what, then?
What do you mean?
Well, you put these chemicals in to kill germs or whatever, end up doing some other kind of damage.
Not always.
But there's a danger.
Certainly for people who might be more vulnerable.
Like children, for instance?
Yes.
So, we shouldn't really be using them.
You should at least know what you're using.
And how would I find that out?
Well, let's see what you've got here.
Well, here's one, for instance.
What's that? Antibacterial cleaner.
That's for surfaces and such like. Mm.
And does it say what's in it?
Well, contents. I can't make any sense of it.
Let me see. There's a germicide.
They kill germs.
Right.
That's good, innit?
It doesn't say what the germicide is. It does say, if swallowed, do not induce vomiting.
Oh, that's comforting.
This product is registered with the NPIS, and you know what that is, of course.
How would I?
Exactly. It's the National Poisons Information Society.
You mean this cleaner, which I'm happily spraying over my worktops and surfaces, is poisonous?
It's got poisons in it.
How was I supposed to know that?
Well, you wouldn't, unless you particularly wanted to.
Why didn't someone tell me?
Would you have bought it if you knew?
Of course not.
You'd buy something else instead?
I suppose.
Trouble is, there's hundreds, I mean, probably thousands of chemicals being used in household products. And quite a lot of them are harmful if you get too much.
So, I won't buy any of them.
You want clean worktops, don't you?
This is awful. I'm beginning to wish I didn't know any of this.
It might all have nothing to do with Sophie's illness.
But it might do.
Or it might be nothing to do with chemical contamination at all.
What is happening to the world?
It's getting more and more complex.
Oh, you can say that again.
Look, let's concentrate on what we can do. I'm going to double-check the water from the well, and then I'll try and persuade Howard to put a sample through the mass spectrometer.
What's he like, your boss?
Oh, he's okay, I think. But dark.
Well, him and Alex don't get along.
Why not?
Oh, chalk and cheese, I reckon. Alex reckons he's an old square with one foot.
Well, that's not far off the truth.
Stone thinks Alex is a noisy maverick out to cause trouble.
And how true is that?
Pretty much on the buzzer, if you ask me.
I'd better get back to my old square.
Oh, 10 to 1. This is our lovable maverick. Come in, it's open.
Excuse me.
Dean.
Hello, Laura.
What the hell are you doing here?
I'm terribly sorry. Mrs. Tibbet, isn't it?
Oh, pleased to meet you.
I was worried about Laura.
How did you know I was here?
I checked your office.
This is too much.
Should I leave you some space, Laura?
No, of course not. He's not staying.
I just need to talk to you, Laura.
Oh, I do just need to fetch Sophie down. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. It's a pity, isn't it, that you can't fight someone else's battles for them. That you can't say, look here, Mr. Drop-Dead Gorgeous. Oh, now, give him that. He's not bad-looking. If she wants you back after all you've done, she'll let you know. But until then, get out of my kitchen.
Is the fireman mentioned, lady, here?
Laura's outside, lovey.
Can I say hello?
No, not just at the moment. Look, she's talking to someone.
Because I came out here to find a piece of my own life, not to have you play your games or...
Who's that man?
What game?
Come away from the door, Sophie.
Just tell me, what game?
Shall we read you a story?
And Laura read me a story.
Yeah, not just now,
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Please, just leave now.
Why are they shouting?
No, I'm not leaving, not yet.
Is everything all right, Laura?
I'm really sorry about this. We're just going.
Is there anything I can do?
I'll be fine. Really, Alice, thank you for everything.
I'm just pleased you came. Come back any time.
I'll let you know as soon as I find anything out.
Okay, then. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I know it's wrong to interfere in other people's lives. But looking at her now, poor girl, her head's down, she's holding back tears, her heart's visibly sinking. And I wish there was as much I could do for her as she's already done for me. Of course, I'd love to travel the world, climb Mount Kilimanjaro, shoot rapids in the Congo, and glide off the Grand Canyon. Oh, I know I won't, though. My place is here, with Tom and Sophie.
So sorry for her.
Mm-hmm.
Laura.
What about her?
Oh, she's so clever, you know. She went to uni and everything.
Well, I don't make her clever.
Like you'd know.
Nice looking, though. I'll give her that.
You should have seen her fiancé.
What fiancé?
It went right him coming round here like that, causing her grief.
Who'd come round causing her grief?
Oh, Tom, you never listen to a word.
Well, what's trying to read?
Well, go on. Read then.
You could always go back and study if you wanted to.
Don't talk squat.
You're always talking about it.
I couldn't, really. It's just, when I look at her, I wonder what I've done with my life.
Well, raising a family don't count, then.
Of course it does, Tom. But you know it does.
Built this place up from nothing.
I know we did.
You remember how it was when we first found it?
Oh, I do. I do remember. Oh, don't do it!
Ali!
What?
You're a crazy one.
Oh, it's not me running around without any clothes on.
Was you wearing your shirt outside in?
Oh, that's your fault. You blustered me.
I don't think I did.
Oh. Oh. You sent my insides all upside out.
Hey, don't put it on. Now we're both on a level.
Oh. What is this place?
Now don't change the subject.
No. Hmm? No, look, Tom. Oh, it's some house. Or it used to be.
Ah, it's just an old ruin.
Oh, it's magical, though. I can feel it.
Here, you got any water left in that bottle?
Nope.
I'm thirsty.
Well, it serves you right for being so energetic.
This used to be some house. There ought to be water.
Well, I'll be turned off.
Well, there must be a well here somewhere, Ali.
I'll never find it.
But we did find it.
We did find it.
Our very own water.
Do you think she'll find out what's wrong with it?
Can't be nothing wrong with it.
Oh, you heard what Laura said, though, Tom.
I still think it's a mistake.
She seemed pretty sure.
When's she coming back with that test result?
She said she'd phone.
If she phones tonight, will you call me at work?
How much longer are you doing nights?
It pays more.
Oh, money ain't everything, Tom.
Well, that's easier to say.
Never used to matter so much.
You'd be younger then. Oh, can't make it move!
You drained all my energy.
Covered over, it were, with some great metal plate which took the two of us to shift, stark naked and steaming.
It's shifting, Ali.
Come on, one more, Eve.
Oh, what's down there?
Water, I reckon. It's a stone.
Oh. Well, here's one.
Right then. 1,000? 2,000? That's no more than 2 full seconds. So what? 60 foot down there?
60 foot? Well, that ain't no good, then.
Oh, that's blooming brilliant.
How come?
Means it's good and clean. Coming up from way down there.
Well, it ain't coming up. It's staying down there.
Then we must get down to it somehow.
Oh.
Now, look. There's some rungs on the wall there.
Oh, Tom, you ain't going down that well.
Now, get that bottle.
What happens if you get it stuck down there?
Well, you shall have to call the fire brigade.
With you stuck naked? Oh. Be careful, Tom.
Seemed like a sign, that water. A sign we'd found a place to belong in. And of all the good things have come to us here, it's Sophie been the best of them all.
Mummy.
What is it, lovey?
I can't breathe.
Sit down a bit, Soph. You've been jumping about a bit too much.
I ain't feeling so good.
What's wrong?
My legs.
Oh, Sophie, not this again. You take her up, Tom.
Yeah, come here, baby. Ooh.
Daddy.
Yeah, Daddy's got you.
Will Daddy take you upstairs? Lay down a bit. Feel better soon.
Yeah, I'll sit with her for a bit.
Thanks, Tom.
So much can change. You think you've found something, and you try so hard to hold on to it. You can put all your life into holding on to something, and it can still just slip away from you.
Hello, Alice.
Laura.
Oh, you look as if you're miles away.
Oh, I was just thinking.
What about?
This place.
Oh, I love it here.
Yeah, me too. But you know what?
What?
I'd give it all up tomorrow if we could get Sophie well again.
Well, perhaps we can get her well again.
You found something.
I think we might have done. Me and Howard Stone between us.
So you done this mass spec quartet?
Yes.
And what did it tell you?
We managed to identify a particular chemical.
One that shouldn't be there.
Yes.
Well, what chemical was this?
It's called perchloroethene. Sometimes just perchlor or PCE for short.
And it's got chlorine in it?
Yes, it's an organochlorine.
So that's what you was picking up with the other test.
Exactly.
Why, is it dangerous?
It's a listed substance. Which means it's covered by a European directive and by the water supply regulations.
So it ain't supposed to be there.
The maximum permissible concentration is very low, less than 10 micrograms per litre.
And is there water below that?
No.
It's higher than it should be?
Yes.
How much higher?
Well, one of the samples we tested showed concentrations over 200 micrograms per litre.
200?
Yeah, that's 20 times over the limit.
Well, what does this mean?
It means you shouldn't be drinking that water. None of you. It's legally unwholesome.
Could it be what's making Sophie sick?
Well, that's more difficult to say.
But you think it might be.
Look, I've got some information about the health effects here. Some of it's quite technical, but I've highlighted some sections. Just at the bottom. Here. Yeah? Just there.
Exposure can cause dizziness, drowsiness, mental confusion, convulsions, respiratory failure, cardiac failure, and death.
Death?
Well, that's from massive doses.
Overexposure can cause malaise, increased perspiration, fatigue. What? This could be. I mean, it sounds like Sophie, don't it?
Well, some of it, yes.
May also cause difficulty in breathing. Tom! Oh, he's got to see this. Tom!
What is it?
You got to come down here.
Just going off to sleep.
Laura's found something in the water.
I'll come down right away.
Well, we don't know you'd get anything like these symptoms from what's in that water.
You said it was 20 times over the limit.
Yeah, but it's still less than one part in a million. You couldn't even smell it at that concentration.
And what if a small amount over a long time adds up to a big dose?
But we don't really know much about that sort of exposure.
You said yourself Sophie'd be more vulnerable.
She almost certainly would be, yeah.
And all these symptoms. Tom, look at this. Drowsiness, giddiness, nausea.
What is this?
Well, it's what Laura found in our water. It's what it does to you. Look here. Tingling, numbness, muscle weakness may also cause difficulty in breathing. Oh, tell me that ain't just like Sophie.
Might be, I suppose. What chemical is this?
It's the chemical that's in our water supply. It's called perchloroethane.
PCE?
You know it.
There ain't no PCE in our water supply.
Tom, Laura done the test. They show positive.
It's a mistake. I'm telling you, you've made some kind of mistake. Whatever's in that water, it ain't PCE.
Explain to him, Laura. Tell him what you told me. Tom, listen to what she's got to say, love. We tested a lot of samples.
And I'm telling you, you made a mistake.
I don't think so.
Who's put you up to this?
No one's put her up to it. Alice asked me to do these tests.
No, someone's put her up to it.
You knew she were doing them.
I thought you wanted me to.
It's that Alex Sawyer, innit?
She'll be ridiculous.
Has Alex put you up to this?
It's got nothing to do with Alex.
I know what you're trying to do here.
I'm trying to help.
You listen to me, girl. You come to my house causing trouble, you'll live to regret it.
Tom, just stop it. What on earth's got into you?
Nothing's got into me. Nothing's got into our water. Now, just get that woman out of my house.
Perhaps I better go.
You stay right where you are.
You get out of my house.
She ain't going nowhere.
In that case, I'll go myself. Because I sure as hell ain't staying here to listen to this old rubbish.
I don't understand.
I'm really sorry.
Don't be ridiculous. Oh, you're sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Laura. Poor love, you're shaking.
Can I just sit down for a bit?
Oh, of course you can. I'll make you a cup of tea. Or would you like something stronger?
I think I need it.
I got some brandy here somewhere. Medicinal purposes.
Why was he so cross?
Negative, I know. Here. Get this down you.
Thanks.
He's... been under a lot of pressure, you know. We all have.
You know, as time goes by, you think you ought to know someone better and better. But somehow you don't. You just know them longer and longer.
Allie!
They change, you see. They ain't the person they was when you first met them. And neither are you, I don't suppose.
Be careful, Tom. Where are you?
It's a problem, lad, isn't it? Stop just too short.
Well, just come back up here, then. We can go elsewhere for water.
No. Right. Give me a little speech here. I want this water.
Tom! Tom? Are you all right?
Oh.
Oh, Tom, stay back. For heaven's sake. I ain't calling no fire brigade.
Yeah. You ain't just gonna leave me here.
Oh, I'm coming down to fetch you.
I never even thought about it at the time. We could have both just perished down that well. And that would have been the end of our story. But somehow...
Give me your hand.
I can't reach.
Try now. Hold on.
Somehow, I dragged that stupid man out the water.
Oh, you saved my life.
I can just leave you there. You fell out the water.
Oh, let's live here, Ali.
What? Down this well?
No, on this farm. Let's build our own small corner of heaven. The mad, wicked world can't wreck.
You think we could?
Drink this water and farm this land. Raise our family. We'll have a big wooden veranda with a swing like in films. Where we'll sit in the night and listen to that old bittern. So what do you say?
I say yes.
And if I knew then what I know now, that there's no corner of heaven which the mad, wicked world can't wreck.
What do you say, Ali?
Would I still have said it?
I said yes, Tom Tibbet. Yes.
I reckon I would.